The Karate Princess and the Cutthroat Robbers by Jeremy Strong. Read by Judy Bennett. Chapter 1. A Birthday Note.
Ha-whack!
Splinters of wood flew in the air. A thick tree trunk broke in half and toppled to the ground. The huge, hairy, ape-like monster that had just chopped the log with one swift blow of his bare hand looked up and grinned. Several of his sharp black teeth showed.
How was that, Hyship?
Growled the bogle, scratching his powerful chest with some very long fingernails. The Princess Belinda, sitting with her back against a wall, lazily opened one eye and groaned.
Nakalevi, I have told you 1,000 times not to call me anything like that. My name is Belinda. Anyhow, I'm getting bored. Ever since I rescued you from the marsh at the end of the world and taught you karate, you've done nothing but chop up bits of wood all over the place.
Nakalevi's muscle-bound shoulders drooped pathetically.
Just one more, he pleaded. Go on. Please.
Oh, all right, but only one.
The bogle perked up and his pink eyes sparkled.
Just watch, your royalness.
The hairy creature turned and plodded off through the trees. The crunch of his giant steps faded away until Belinda could hear nothing. She waited, listening and watching intently. Nothing. She got to her feet and peered towards the trees. At last there came a distant crashing, getting louder and louder, until the great bogle burst from the woods and thundered across the grass.